Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. We are excited to announce our first ever contest for the podcast, a chance to win a $50 grocery gift card just in time for the holidays. Now, all you have to do is subscribe to the podcast and listen to all of our new episodes between now and December 11th. Now, somewhere in the next three episodes, starting with this one, I will mention a new keyword. All you need to do is text the word to 57500 for a chance to win. Winners will be chosen and notified via email by December 14th. My guest today is Troy Duell. He's a health educator and a pharmaceutical insider. And today we're going to talk about how lifestyle changes can better transform our lives, help us lead healthier lives. Troy, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks, Maria. Excited to be here.
A lot of us think a pill is a quick fix, but lifestyle changes can do a whole lot more to actually improve our lives.
That is absolutely true. And in the day and age that we live in of the microwave technology, we all want it quick, but just because we want it quick, it doesn't necessarily mean that's the best thing for us. And I think medicine certainly has gone down that path, and we as a culture have adopted that we look for the easy and not necessarily what's the best for us. And I think we need to change that mentality within ourselves and the culture as a whole.
Yeah, Troy, how do we do that? How do we shift the balance back toward us just making improvements in our lifestyle that can improve our health?
I think it starts with first having an honest evaluation of our health. And that comes by us taking a record and really taking a look at the things that we're suffering from, and also doing that alongside our health practitioners, whether that's a doctor, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant, and looking at the conditions we have and then trying to find ways with them that it's not just satisfied by a pill or some medication, but are there ways that we can do that by weaning ourselves off of it? So if it's diabetes or high blood pressure, what are some things I can do to either minimize the medications that I'm on or get off of them altogether? And we know that a great deal of that comes with diet and exercise. It's always those simple things that will help propel our health to greater levels. And it starts with that, just the basics of we've got to start eating right and really taking account of what we're eating. And we've got to start exercising in order to get our bodies in shape and fit to really help fight off any disease that we may have.
So we all know that our doctors meet with drug reps. They give us samples of different things at different times. How does this work for a doctor? I mean, it seems like it's kind of a tough balance. They're seeing all of these new products that are meant to improve our lives. And how do they balance that when dealing with their patients?
That's a great question, because and something that I see a lot of, and doctors don't have all the time in the world, obviously, because they're seeing patients all day. So to get the education, they really need and rely a lot of times on these sales reps and the information that they're bringing. And if a doctor doesn't allow sales reps in, then they may not get that education, or they have to go find it from some conference that they may go to. And there are certainly abuses that happen within that industry, and it happens with every industry. But the things that we still have to be aware of is, even though it's a new medication, it does not necessarily mean that that medication is better than something you're already on, or that it's better than diet or exercise. And I think that's one of the things that in our culture, especially in the medical community, we've gotten wrong, where we believe because it's new, it must be better, or it must be something that we need to go down the path of. And asking the right questions of your physician of, hey, are there ways that we can mitigate these risks and this disease without medication is really the first place to start. And if the doctor or practitioner comes back to you and they say, you know, that's not something that I'm really familiar with or that I think is a good idea, then it's probably time for you to start looking for another health practitioner, because you want somebody who's truly interested in your help, not what's easy, not what is easiest for them or for you, but really what's best for us. And it's not always an easy, quick fix by just taking a pill.
One example that I can think of is my husband. He went into his doctor, and the doctor told him that his blood pressure was a little high and put him on a pill. And I'm not sure what conversation they had, but my question was, well, aren't there other ways to deal with that? Why are you taking this little pill when you'd be much better off taking a walk every day?
Absolutely. And changing your diet and seeing if it's balancing your sodium intake, whatever it may be, there are certainly easier remedies that you can do before you go to the pill. And I'll give you a great example of when I was still fairly new in the industry. I went to a hospital that was a leading educational hospital in the Southeast, and there was a doctor there. He was a family practitioner doctor that I happened to be calling on, and he was eating a donut, and he was out back actually smoking a cigarette, and he was raving about this new medication for cholesterol. And he said, look, I don't have to worry about what I eat or even what I smoke, because this product actually lowers my cholesterol level. And it's one of those stories that has always stuck with me of that's really what's wrong with our medical community now, is we have too many people who look for those quick fixes instead of what truly is best for our health.
Right. There's no doubt that most of us are busy, and it's time to fit in all of these things. But I'm going to agree with you that a little bit of exercise and better control of what we're eating is going to go a lot further than a quick fix. I'm hoping that our society has learned something from the opioid epidemic and how we have dealt with pain, because now I think the medical community has gotten the message, I guess. They've gotten the message that the pill isn't the best fix all the time.
That is very true. And the whole opioid epidemic and the things that have happened, the sad piece is there are some cases where those medications can be very, very useful. But because of the abuse and because they handed it out to everybody, because everybody was looking for that quick fix or that really stopping of all pain, which is almost an impossibility as you live life. We all will have some aches and pains every single day, unfortunately, and especially the older we get. But what are the things you can do to minimize that inflammation? And we know that your diet, if you eat lots of fruits and vegetables, you eat organic meats, things like that, that they have tied that into reducing the inflammation. We know that processed foods increase inflammation. So with increased inflammation, we know that you have increased pain. So we need to look at some of those simple things that you don't even have to go to a doctor in order to really begin to take on those tasks and disease states and other things you've got going on.
Mm-hmm. The thing that comes to mind right now is I've seen a lot of people around me lose weight, and lose weight in ways that have caused me to wonder, wow, that seems like a lot easier. The weight's coming off a lot faster if you take something like Ozempic. But I'm wondering, like, down the road, what actually happens to our health and whether those things are really a good idea.
And we've already seen some bad side effects with Ozempic that have come out in the last 6 months. So there are concerns with that. You know, you hear different pieces of increased cancer rates and other things that have happened from it. So we know that anytime you take something in your body, what we have to remember is any medication that you take, it is not going to create a new system, but it is changing the system that you have by either speeding it up, slowing it down, or stopping it. And that's what you're doing to your body. And when you speed something up in one area, we all know that it's going to affect another area, because the old saying is true, the foot bone's connected to the leg bone, so everything's connected in our bodies, and it will have a ripple effect. Sometimes it's going to help, so if you're killing the pain in one area with a medication, it's going to kill the pain in another area as well, or have other side effects. So everything you take has a side effect, which is why all those commercials on TV have a laundry list of things to watch out for, because you and I are different individuals, and we're going to react differently to different medications or even the same medication.
Right. I don't mean to vilify Ozempic. I mean, that's just one that came to mind for me. And I know that all of these drugs, you know, opioids, they do have their place in helping in pain relief after surgery and things like that. So it's not about really for me vilifying some of these things, but it's more about thinking about what we're doing and what our alternatives are. So are we getting the message out that we need to really just stop and think about what we're doing before we start taking things into our bodies like this?
You know, I think in some ways we are. The message is definitely getting out there because people are more in tune with the things that they're eating. At grocery stores, you see more and more people talking about eating organic, looking at the labels to make sure that it's not processed or doesn't have certain things in it. So I think there is a growth within that realm, and certainly a growth within the health realm, as you see a lot of gyms out there. But we still live in that society that we want a quick fix. So if something's wrong with us, I think our tendency is to rely 100% on what our doctor says. And if he says a pill is what we need to take, then we typically go take it instead of stepping back and really taking ownership and saying, okay, well, I hear you on this medication, but are there other alternatives? What are the downsides of me taking this medication? And most of us don't spend the time with our physicians to actually ask those questions. And I think if we get in the habit of understanding that it is our job to take ownership of our health, and I think if anybody doesn't understand that after what we just went through with COVID and the things that were going on then I really think that could be a catalyst for our culture as a whole to say, okay, nobody is going to take better care of my health than I can. As much as my wife loves me, she can't take as good a care of my health as I can because she can't force me to do certain things. So ultimately, it's up to us. And during COVID, we found out that some of our loved ones couldn't even be in the hospital with us if you were sick or you had some other condition. So it really is on us to begin to ask the right questions, to begin to take baby steps, whatever that is. You know, it may be as simple as taking stairs instead of an elevator, maybe as simple as eating a side salad instead of getting the fries at lunch. So all those are ways that you can just start to take baby steps to get your health in order.
Troy, we're headed into the holidays, one of the more stressful times of the year for most of us for a lot of different reasons, and also a time when there are just so many delicious foods that we all want to eat. Any thoughts for us headed into the holidays, how to really take control of our lives and our lifestyles?
Yeah, I think it starts with making a commitment to yourself. And look, whenever you get together with family, you always want to try your aunt's special meal or whatever she brings, side dish, and you want to do that, but limit the portions as you go in, and then be sure to exercise afterwards, and maybe just take one day where you have a cheat during that day and have it be one day a week during the holidays. So you know that you're going to have that one day. It may be a Christmas party. It may be something else. But try to come up with ways to scale it and reduce it and make sure that you're not overdoing yourself with any of that stuff as you go through the day
All right. And
through the holidays, which is hard to do.
It truly is. Yeah, it's definitely easier said than done. I appreciate your time today. Any final thoughts for us?
Yeah, I think the main thing, if I could ever get across to anybody, is you have got to start taking ownership of your own health. And by doing that, you will have a much greater quality of life. Don't rely on just what your doctor says, but go in as a partner with your doctor and listen to what they're saying and then ask those questions. And I think if we begin to do those little baby steps of taking ownership of our health when we're away from the physician, and then asking the right questions when we're with them, I think it'll go a long ways in beginning to change our culture and change our mindset when it comes to medicine.
Troy, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Maria.
With me today has been Troy Duell. He's a health educator and a pharmaceutical insider. And thank you so much for listening to Let's Get Moving. Now, this week's keyword is spice. Again, all you need to do is text the word spice to 57500 and you will be entered for a chance to win that $50 grocery gift card. Have a great day.